What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
Anchorage's Joshua Pack is the recipient of the 2025 Spirit of Youth Role Model Award. Joshua is a dedicated youth leader and advocate. For example, he has served as the Student Advisory Board President for the Anchorage School District, and he has represented his fellow Alaskan youth on the National Student Advisory Council.
I want to dedicate this award to all the young people out there who are making a difference, big or small, whether they're from the big cities or from the corners of Alaska, and whether their works are recognized or unrecognized.
Joshua's resume highlights his commitment to civic engagement and student representation across Alaska. He has also been a long-standing member of the Spirit of Youth Teen Advisory Council. His nominators say that he approaches every project with ambition, compassion, and purpose. His leadership on youth-led initiatives amplifies student voices and drives meaningful change. Joshua is starting at West Point Military Academy in the fall to study American politics. He is looking forward to serving our communities in different ways than he has previously explored. He has this message for young innovators.
You're valuable, and you have something invaluable to offer to this world and others. Not only do you belong in places where changes are made, you're also needed there. On one hand, that may sound like a huge burden, because it kind of is. But I need you to remember that the opportunity to shape our future and to serve others before yourself is the honor of a lifetime.
For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter Jana Robards.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from the Atwood Foundation.